Well, Beatles fans might tell you that they can tell intuitively if a song was written by Paul McCartney or John Lennon, and there are, of course, the writing credits when you're in doubt, but there are a few songs that both songwriters have claimed to have had the upper hand in writing. One of those includes the tune In My Life from the 1965 album Rubber Soul. Now, data scientists say they have created an algorithm to help solve the mystery. Harvard statistician Mark Glickman is in Vancouver sharing insights on his new research as part of a large data science conference, and he joins story producer Claudia Goodine in studio with more.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard...
Paul McCartney and John Lennon entered into an agreement at the start of the Beatles where all of the songs that they each wrote, whether collaboratively or individually, would be under the credit of Lennon-McCartney. But interestingly, there are a bunch of different cases where the authorship is in dispute, in the sense that Paul McCartney remembers that he wrote a song, but then John Lennon, when interviewed in the past, recalled that he wrote the song. The point of our work is to uncover patterns in the music that are mostly by either Paul McCartney or John Lennon separately, and then using those patterns to make predictions for the songs where there's disputed authorship.
Look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from?
And so Eleanor Rigby is one where there is a jump of an octave. So it turns out to be exactly an octave. All the lonely people, where do... That's an octave jump. And so that's a very distinguishing feature of a Paul melody. So in total, we're using 149 different categories. So the chord frequencies, chord changes, frequencies of chord changes, melodic notes, changes in melodic notes. And then we used our model to see how well it predicts on the songs of known authorships, almost as a way of just like checking to make sure that the model itself seems to be working properly. And the recovery is 80% accurate. So there's a certain chord change moving from the tonic to the minor sixth. If a song is written in a major key, which is sort of like a happy key, every major key, there's a minor key that shares the exact same notes, which is sometimes called the relative minor. Going between those two chords, that's a feature that's in much more often in Lennon songs. And another example would be in the song Girl, in the chorus.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story, all about the girl who came to stay? She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still, you don't regret a single day. Ah, girl. Girl.
We're essentially developing a way of quantifying the signature, the musical style of a songwriter. The power of data science and statistical modeling is that it allows you to, in very complicated ways, combine all these different features together and look for simultaneous patterns that are predictive of John's songs versus Paul's songs. So when applied to In My Life, that's like the key song that's in huge dispute.
Places I remember all my life, though some have changed.
The model says that there's a 98.2% chance that the song was written by John Lennon, and therefore only like a 1.8% chance that it was written by Paul McCartney. I think it's important to understand that we're making a lot of choices in constructing our model. Namely, we have these 149 features that we think are relevant. You know, the big caveat is that, you know, there may be other features that we did not include that might even be more predictive. If you agree with the assumptions of our model, then it does seem to suggest pretty strongly that the song was written by Lennon.
Harvard statistician Mark Glickman on his algorithm that helps predict whether a Beatles song was written by Paul McCartney or John Lennon. And thanks to CBC Story producer Claudia Goodine for that piece. Things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them.